The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came up to the town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of the land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How could you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For Jews used nothing in common with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who was saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can we go to get this living water?" "You are the greater than the father Jacob, who gave us the cistern and drank from it himself with the children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may not be thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and it is here now, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans in that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Good to see you all. In our world today, Security is a fashionable word. It is found in many advertisements and on the lips of everyone. We all seek for security. Children seek security from their parents. Parents seek security from their job. Even animals seek for security. And most of you are under the life insurance. It gives you security. And you give security to the house, car, health, la la la. We expect security. And we believe that security gives us long life. So, everyone seeks for the security. When we go to the first reading, in the first reading, it promises that God, being a source of life, will become source of our life security. God is a great teacher, and he compares himself to a fountain of living water. Sometimes we fail to grasp what God is and the great love he has for us. And in the first reading, we see how Israel people behaved to this great teacher who is the source of their life. The life history of Israel people is the great lesson for us and for our conversion to be faithful to our God. After delivering Israel people from the Egypt, they had many troubles, many problems, long journey. Again, the chariots came to take them as slaves. No food, no water, lot of struggles. But God fed them with manna, which fell day after day, never failing. And they have seen the great miracles in Egypt by Moses also. They had already abandoned proofs of God's love for them. And they know that God will be their security. So they should have turned to God for help when water is not there. But they started grumbling against Moses, and the situation became so serious that Moses feared they might even stone him to death. That is the very severe situation. Why did you brought to die in the desert? By saying this, they also said, "Is the Lord in our midst or not? Where is the God? He is not in our midst. He is not watching all these troubles which we are facing. Where is he? Is he there or not?" Their greatest insult was to doubt God's goodness and to start thinking that he had abandoned them. So when we see into the life of Israel people, those people, they do not have their own land. They do not have their own house. They do not have a job. They do not have any property of their own except a few animals. No education for them and for their children, no transport, no life insurance, no bar, no restaurants, no movies, no TV. Nothing. But God is their security and everything for them. But they did not understand God. Did they ask? Everything will be provided. Because God is their security. Yet, in spite of their ingratitude, God continued to work miracles for them. Sometimes, we too do the same thing in our life. Let us compare our life to Israel people's life. We take the name of God in vain. We curse God. We too doubt on existence of God when things go wrong. We show our unfaithfulness to God. Sometimes we cheat God, worshipping idols. The life history of Israel people is the best example for us to be more faithful to our God. And whatever it may be, in the life of Israel people, God was with them all the time as a security. See, they are asking, where is God? That is their faith. That is their trust. When they are in trouble, they question Moses, you are the cause. Where is our God? That means they totally depended on their security. That is God of Yahweh. So in today's gospel, Jesus becomes a security for every one of us. From our birth to till our death, Jesus is our security. Living water represents God's Spirit who comes to us in baptism, penetrating every aspect of our lives and quenching our spiritual thirst. We are challenged by today's gospel to remain thirsty for the living water, which only God can give. In the first reading describes how God provided water to the ungrateful complainers of Israel people. In the gospel, an unclean and outcast Samaritan woman is given an opportunity to receive the living water. As Jesus said in today's gospel, we all must have spiritual thirst similarly to our bodily thirst for water. So we need to allow Jesus free entry into our personal lives like Samaritan woman in the gospel. Allow Jesus into your life so that he may secure from all harm, from everything. Invite Jesus into your life. So Jesus wishes to come into our private life, to each individual person. He wants to visit. He wants to chat with each individual person. He wants to be secure to each individual person unless we open our life to Jesus. Jesus wants to come into our life not to embarrass us, not to judge or condemn us, but to free us, to change us, and to offer us what we really need. The church provided everything that we need. The church, through Jesus Christ, provided the complete security to each individual person. The Holy Spirit of God, the Word of God, the sacraments in the church, our prayers, our spiritual acts, our charity, our goodness, all this becomes living water for each individual person. And they all become security for each individual person. So, the church guides everyone. The church will never leave everyone. The church wants to protect everyone. So, today the message of God challenges us to get rid of our unholy attachments and the evil habits and sinful addictions that keeps us enslaved. Lent is our time to learn from our mistakes. This is the great time for us to go back and think and meditate on our own life, whether we are seeking God's security or we are depending on our own security. If you are depending on your own security, and if you do not want God's security, seek a place where He cannot see you. Is there a place where you can hide? Is there? Impossible. There is no place where we can hide ourselves, because everything belongs to God. Everything is secured by God. So, we are welcomed into the hands of God. And God will wash away all our sins, weaknesses, and makes us holy. So this is the best time for us. Lenten season is the best time throughout the year where we can meditate on our own life and where we can meditate on the love and sufferings of Jesus Christ. Today, let us pray especially that church may bless us. Jesus may bless us. The Holy Spirit may bless us so that we may become holy and to live lovely children to Jesus.